Okay, so in light of whatever that was, because I'm still just... Anyways, I'm here to recommend my latest fan fictions that I have been obsessing over for 911 because I feel like we just need a little bit of happiness, even if it's a little bit of angst, okay? So here's all my fan fictions. They're all over the place, okay? You don't have to read them if you don't want to. Here you go. It's the fact that I've screenshotted these things like so many times and that bitch still cuts off at the fucking top. Okay, okay. This story, I love it. This is a series. It is complete. I wish they have more, but I love this. It's literally Buck, Eddie, Chris, family, Werewolf Eddie. That's it. That's the fic. That's it. And I love it. This person is actually on TikTok. I do not know how I found this fanfiction, but I'm glad I did. And I'm very happy I found it. So, I love these stories. It is dark. It does get dark. Buck and dark Eddie. So if you're not really into that, you don't have to read it, but it does get very graphic and it's a little criminal how little hits this story has. It has got a lot, but it doesn't have I feel like enough. But I understand that this story or this series isn't for everybody, but I find it very enjoyable. This is just a cute one. This is just nice. Pause to read. This I like this one. I hate that it's an orphan account, but anyways, I love this one. Pause to read. And yo, this fic is not a mwah, I love it. Okay, this is criminal on how little hits this story has. I loved this story. And it's literally, English isn't my first language. I just like the fact that Eddie is finding joy and like reading a book because I know we're never going to see Eddie Diaz read a book. It's nice. It's so nice and it's criminal that this does not have a lot of views or hits. Okay, this got cut off. No matter how much I zoom out, it gets cut off. Anyways, it's called, I don't know what this, I forgot. It's called the Miss Miniverse. This is the first story. Buck becomes a dad. You can guess why. I highly recommend it. I love the entire series. I love Buck, Eddie, and Chris becoming a big family when Buck comes into a child. Ah! Now, this is also criminal on how little hits this story has. I know it's not anybody's fault, but still, I love this story. It's so simple, and I like it. I highly recommend it. Pause to read. It's just nice because I know we're never going to get Eddie and Maddie on screen. This is nice. This one. It is criminal how little hits this one has. It's got a lot, but it doesn't have as many as it deserves. This. Literally this. Kidnapped Buck instead of Maddie. I am here for it. And I hate that we didn't get it. And there's actually not a lot of kidnapped Buck fan fictions out there. This one got me so good. I love it. Recommend it. Again, just like, Eddie Diaz is a good dad that deserves nice things. He deserves to get a sticker. And he gets a sticker. Ah! Okay, last one for now. This entire two stories has me in a chokehold. Chokehold. Chokehold, guys. Pause to read. I highly recommend this story. But basically, Buck gets cancer. I put myself through hell with this one. But it was worth every goddamn minute. I have not felt this hard for a fanfiction in a long, long time. And this is a regularly going series. This is still updating, but I love this story. It makes me cry. I've read this story so many times, but it makes me cry water every single time. I'm literally dehydrated by the time I'm done with this story. I highly recommend, if you want to put yourself through that, do it. I love this so much. That's pretty much all I had. Peace! Now, I don't know if I'm gonna watch live. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna, but this is gonna get me through the hiatus for now.